It's time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We talk with Sonia about the region's business news on Fridays. We talk a lot about businesses moving downtown, but one local bank has announced plans to leave its downtown headquarters and move to Midtown instead. Which bank are we talking about and what's behind the decision?
We are talking about Golden Pacific Bank, and it's been in downtown's Park Tower building since 2010. But now that will change when it moves to a building near Perigary's Restaurant on 28th Street in Midtown. The big difference here is that the bank has purchased its new Midtown location. It was previously leasing its downtown headquarters. The bank's CEO thinks that it's a benefit for a bank to own a building that's from an accounting standpoint. Also, another benefit, Golden Pacific will have its own parking at the Midtown building.
How will the move affect the bank services?
Well, that's part of the decision. Golden Pacific caters to small and medium-sized businesses, and the bank's CEO says Midtown is a better match for that. The building is currently under renovation, and the bank could move in this June.
Also in Midtown, a Spanish-themed brewery plans to fill the space Rubicon Brewing Company occupied for decades. What do we know about this new business?
For starters, it will be called Alaro Brewing Company, and it could open in April or May. The team behind the new brewery includes one of the founders of River City Brewing Company from back when it was in the former downtown plaza. And Alaro's brewer ran the brewery at Rubicon for the past 5 years. Rubicon closed last year, shortly before its 30th anniversary.
Yeah, I remember the closure, of course. It was a big deal, and it kind of illustrates just how tough the brewery business can be. What's this new brewery doing to sort of separate itself from the competition?
Well, it will have a Spanish flair, offering Spanish wine, sangria, and tapas. Also, the operators have already said that the lineup of beers will change often. Now, that's consistent with what a lot of customers expect now. Often, to be competitive, you have to constantly be offering something new if you're a brewery.
Let's move on to another drink, champagne. A locally owned champagne bar has found a location in the retail area around Golden One Center.
Fizz will occupy a spot between Haagen-Dazs and Estelle Bakery and Patisserie in downtown Commons. It could open in spring or summer, and it will include a large patio facing the arena.
I remember when we talked about this business like a year ago. What took so long?
Yeah, well, the location has changed since we first talked about this project. The owner of the business once planned to open in Midtown. He's also been traveling around the world, checking out sparkling wines in places such as Barcelona. In addition to champagne, Fizz will serve other bubbles, such as California sparkling wine and Italian Prosecco.
So with champagne, I mean, is this going to be like a high-end place?
Well, not entirely. You'll probably be able to get a glass starting at around $8. And full bottles will range from $35 to, get ready for this, $800.
Wow. Well, we covered drinks. Let's end with food. What's new on the local restaurant scene?
Well, the local Wong brothers are moving forward with plans to open their first Mas Taco Bar on R Street. But now they've announced two other new locations for this new Mexican restaurant. Those sites will be in Arden Town Center and at Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone. The business will serve traditional tacos as well as tacos filled with more unexpected ingredients, such as red curry shrimp. Of course, the Wong brothers also operate businesses such as Cafeteria 15L and Iron Horse Tavern.
There have been some other recent restaurant openings too, right?
Yes. If you postponed your romantic Valentine's dinner, you might want to use this weekend to try some new locally owned eateries. Alora Restaurant is now open in the former Rust Florist site in East Sacramento, and a new eatery called Sea Night Steakhouse is now open in the El Dorado Hills Town Center. And if you want something a little more casual, the former Z-Pie restaurant space in downtown Placerville has a new future. It opens Saturday as a poke restaurant.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.